you're just gonna stand there eating that sushi all night? You haven't even looked at my photorealistic macaroni sculpture.
It's Who Arted with Creative Messiah, Amy Ralphini.
That's right, it is Who Arted this morning, and today on Who Arted, we have Anusha Bahana from The Depot in Devonport. It's an art space that consists of three galleries that provide diverse exhibiting opportunities for artists. And she'll be chatting with Amy about what they have planned over the summer. So good morning, Anusha. Thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Awesome. Thank you for having me.
And hello, Amy.
Hi. Hey, I just noticed you have an avocado tattoo. That's totally rad.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, moving on. The Depot Art Space opened in 1996 in Clarence Street, Devonport, and has since grown into a hub of multidisciplinary creative output, encompassing all art forms and supporting artists at many different levels and across all generations. Currently, you're exhibiting Bevan Smith, Saving Our Species New Zealand Birds is the title of his show, which is a series of beautiful realist portraits of our native and endangered birds, which also includes visual interpretation of some of our extinct birds. Can you please tell us a little bit more about the show?
Okay, so this is Bevan's second show at Depot Art Space. The first show he did was last year in March. He kind of came across his talent for drawing quite randomly, and is an incredible a realist portraitist of animals. So this exhibition that he's doing this year has got quite a good focus on endangered species, and in particular birds, and he's very much a conservationist. So sort of when you walk into the gallery, the backspace is where his exhibition is, and he has created a series of incredible graphite pencil drawings. They're absolutely stunning. One of the birds, the black robin that we used for our promotion, sold before the exhibition even opened.
Wow.
So the basic premise of his exhibition is to raise awareness for lesser known endangered species in New Zealand, because you know we do hear a lot about the kiwi and the kakapo and the kia and things like that, and he kind of noticed that there are a lot of endemic species in Auckland, in particular in the Hauraki Gulf, that Aucklanders and New Zealanders just don't know about, and they don't realise how threatened those species are.
Yeah, they are, and in comparison, England only has one endemic bird species.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I just want to. he's exhibiting until the 19th of December.
His exhibition closes on the 20th of
December.
Okay,
all right, okay, at 3 o'clock?
That's right, perfect. One more week, yeah.
All right, so through the years I've seen with the Depot, there's always a lot of involvement in a wider community and environmental features and that kind of involvement outside of just an artist's own thought around themselves. Mm-hmm. So I thought I'd just go into this quote that you've got around kind of like your manifesto on the site, which is a quote from classical sociologist and utopian Lewis Mumford from 1922, which sums up the ideology that drives Depot Art Space. A community whose life is not irrigated by art and philosophy is a community that exists only half alive. The fundamental values of a true community are to be found in poetry, art, music, and the free use of the imagination. The production of non-profit making goods, the enjoyment of non-consumable wealth, here are the sustaining values of a living culture. Community and environmental engagement via art is a common theme I see running through the artists you exhibit in their work. Mm. How else is the Depot involved in the wider community?
I think that with the exhibitions that we have, and even just the programs that we run, so we're not just an exhibition gallery. We have a recording studio, and we do professional development for creative professionals, and we produce publications. And throughout everything that we do, there's this underlying ethos that we're a socially conscious, inclusive community organisation that really puts art engagement at the forefront. So it's making art accessible to everybody, and through that we do try and connect with a lot of social issues. So there's an exhibition that we have on at the moment, which is by a former refugee. It's his first solo exhibition in New Zealand, and it's the first time I think Persian calligraphy has been exhibited in New Zealand.
Wow!
So he came here as a refugee in 2013. He's a master calligrapher. He's been practicing calligraphy for 37 years. And
wow, that's really rare. That's in New Zealand to have even to have a master calligrapher. I mean, that's the stuff we have. Don't have the economy to sustain that. That's amazing.
Absolutely. So part of that project was connecting in with the New Zealand Red Cross and working with Auckland Refugee Family Trust and Art for Change to put this exhibition together with him and really support him in that way. And I think that that is something that the depot is very much passionate about. You know, is having those connections with the community and really celebrating art in all its forms, and that encompasses cultural diversity as well. So he has 12 works exhibiting at the moment. He's sold 8 out of 12 already.
Wow! What do they look like?
I've never seen Persian calligraphy before, and had to do quite a bit of research into figuring out how to write about it. So it's Arab, it's Persian. It's Persian script, and he uses a bamboo reed calligraphy pen to make the forms, and all the sort of forms and designs in it are inspired by poems, Persian poetry, so like by Rumi, and there's a few others that I can't actually pronounce,
And are they all black and just written black ink on white paper?
They're in black ink, and they're on sort of these, the paper that he uses is put at Middle Eastern designs,
So it's got a slight pattern embossed on it?
Yeah.
And are there any other kind of, in the calligraphy, are there any kind of illustrative elements, or is it pure typography in that sense, apart from obviously the typography itself as a work of art?
Yes. So it's predominantly typography. So it's been a really successful exhibition for him. And I mean, I've only been working with the depot for about 5 months, and it's personally been very rewarding to see him exhibit for the first time and have such a successful show. And he's made connections outside of the depot as a result of that.
That's so I think, awesome. Yeah. Is he based around Devonport, North Shore area, or is he?
I think he just lives in Central City.
Okay, yeah. And that's in one of the other galleries, because you've got three kind of spaces there, right?
That's right. So that his exhibition is now what we call the Vernacular Lounge, and that's essentially celebrating the very unique vernacular of New Zealand, our cultural identity. So there's been quite a few different exhibitions that celebrate what New Zealand is all about, because we are very unique in the type of art and culture that we have.
We're very multicultural.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's pretty rad. That's really awesome that he's got stuff up. I didn't realise. How long is that on? Is that on until the same as...
Until the same as Bevan, yeah.
Okay, cool. And then, this kind of leads into our next question. Summer is the perfect time to jump on the ferry and head over to Devonport, where you guys reside. Mm-hmm. What have you got? What's going on at the depot this summer?
So our team leaves for our summer break on the 22nd, but we've actually hired out the gallery to an artist called Rewa Walia.
Yeah,
and she's a visual contemporary artist. She predominantly does digital work. She's just been featured in one of the largest online digital exhibitions. It's an international exhibition.
Wow, cool.
She works with a lot of, basically her art is about, it's a commentary on technology and our digitized society. And she uses a lot of the symbols and icons, like the Facebook F and the little Twitter blue bird and the little YouTube play button, the little red play button. And she, for this particular exhibition, which is called Abducted, she's melding these with these symbols with New Zealand icons. So the jandal and the batch and pineapple lumps and all the things that make us uniquely Kiwi. So it's a very, it's going to be a really interesting show of, you know, these blending of symbols. So she'll be in the gallery, she'll be exhibiting from the 28th of December to the 17th of January.
Yeah.
And then when we come back from our break, we get into our 2018 program.
Yeah.
And we're kicking off with an exhibition that, you know, a huge part of the depot is supporting and mentoring artists.
Yeah.
And we've been doing that for about 17 years now. And the first exhibition that we're going to have is going to be under the umbrella of this project we're calling the Harakeke Project.
Yeah.
which is essentially, you know, harakeke is flax. It's all about the weaving together of things, and we're basically going to be weaving together these diverse disciplines and practitioners, past and present, who have been on this mentoring program and exhibiting their work in a group showcase.
Oh, that sounds beautiful.
Yeah, so it's going to be a, you know, a real variety of works, performance and music and photography and painting.
That
and
sounds fantastic.
Yeah, and celebrating 17 years of...
Wow, congratulations as well on 17 years. So that, when does that kick off? That's when you're back in early... When
we come back in January the 15th. Okay. That exhibition opens February 10th.
Feb 10th.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right, well... Hey, it's been so nice to have you up here and telling us about what's going on at the depot. I recommend everyone everyone will over in the summer when you're in, it's very close to the ferry. It's a lovely stroll, lots of cafes and things, as most people know. It's at 28 Clarence Street in Devonport. If you want to find out more info, go to depotartspace.co.nz. And apart from public holidays, it's open 7 days a week with free entry. Thank you very much, Anusha, for coming on.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
Ooh, I like this.
Trey chic.
Trey cool.
Touché.
Chin chin.
That was Who Arted with Amy Ralphini.